Here is the complete episode script. Imagine you run a company doing roughly $500 billion in annual revenue. You have a cloud division that prints money. You have a logistics empire. You have a retail operation that moves more goods than most countries. And yet, you just wrote what amounts to a $20 billion check. Not to buy a company, not to take a controlling stake, not even for a traditional equity position. You wrote it as something closer to a loan, to a research lab that has never turned a profit, with no clear timeline for when it ever will. Now, here is the question that should be keeping you up at night. What does Amazon know that the rest of us don't? Welcome back to Human in the Loop. I'm Morgan Reeves. Today, we're going deep on Amazon's $20 billion convertible financing deal with Anthropic, and what the structure of that deal, not just the size, tells us about where the entire AI industry is actually headed. This isn't just another funding round story. The structure here is the story, and most of the coverage has completely missed it. To understand why this deal matters, you have to understand where we were before it broke. For the past 2 years, the dominant narrative in AI investment has been equity. Microsoft put roughly $13 billion into OpenAI and took an equity stake, roughly 49% of profits structured through a capped returns model. Google poured over $2 billion into Anthropic and took equity. Every major corporate AI investment followed the same playbook. Write a big check. Take a piece of the company. Wait for the IPO or acquisition. That model made sense when everyone assumed one or two frontier labs would dominate the way Google dominated search. You pick your winner, you get in early, you ride the wave. It is the same logic that made early venture bets in cloud computing look obvious in hindsight. Anthropic was founded in 2021 by Dario Amodei, former VP of research at OpenAI, along with his sister Daniela Amodei and a handful of colleagues who left OpenAI over, depending on who you ask, concerns about safety culture, commercial direction, or both. They built Claude. They positioned themselves as the responsible, safety-first alternative to OpenAI's move-fast approach. And they attracted serious capital, because serious people believed them. By early 2025, Anthropic's valuation had reached $61.5 billion. Substantial. Credible. But still, well behind OpenAI, which was already being valued north of $300 billion in secondary markets, the gap was real, and everybody knew it. Then the information broke a detail that reframed everything. Amazon's total commitment to Anthropic wasn't a standard equity deal. It was structured as convertible financing. $20 billion functioning closer to debt, with equity optionality attached. And according to sources familiar with the discussions, Anthropic is now in talks for a new funding round that could value it at over $900 billion, not $61 billion. $900 billion. That would make it the most valuable private company in American history, surpassing SpaceX. Those two facts together, convertible debt structure and a target valuation of $900 billion, are what make this story worth an entire episode. Let's start with the bull case, because it is genuinely compelling and deserves to be taken seriously on its own terms. Convertible financing is not exotic. It is a well-understood instrument. Here is how it works in plain language. Amazon lends Anthropic money. That money earns interest like debt. But if Anthropic hits certain valuation thresholds, the numbers haven't been fully disclosed. But $900 billion is being discussed as a relevant benchmark. Amazon gets the option to convert that debt into equity at a previously agreed, discounted price. So instead of paying whatever the market values that equity at in the future, Amazon gets in at a steep discount. If Anthropic's valuation goes from $61 billion to $900 billion, the equity Amazon converts at the earlier price would be worth a staggering multiple of their original outlay. We are talking about potentially the most lucrative corporate investment in the technology sector's history, on par with Microsoft's early stake in OpenAI, if that IPO goes the way some analysts expect. But here is the part that makes the bull case even more interesting. The financial return may not even be the primary objective. Amazon's deal includes provisions that effectively make AWS, Amazon Web Services, the default cloud compute backbone for Anthropic's operations. every model Anthropic trains, every inference Anthropic runs, every enterprise customer who deploys Claude through Amazon's ecosystem, all of that runs on AWS infrastructure. JP Morgan analyst Doug Anmuth described this as a strategic move to reinforce AWS's position in the AI era. That is understated. If Anthropic becomes one of the two or three frontier labs that enterprises actually trust with sensitive workloads, and that is a real possibility given their safety positioning, then Amazon has just secured the infrastructure contract for a generation of enterprise AI adoption. The $20 billion is not just an investment. It is a toll booth. That is the bull case. Now, here is what they're not telling you. The bear case starts with the word commoditization. The AI model market is moving toward commoditization faster than almost anyone predicted 2 years ago. Meta's Llama models are open source and running on hardware that a well-funded startup can afford. Mistral, a French lab, is producing models that are competitive with Claude on many benchmarks at a fraction of the cost. Google's Gemini is deeply integrated into enterprise workflows through Google Workspace, which has hundreds of millions of existing users. Anthropic's core asset is Claude, specifically Claude's positioning as the trustworthy, safety-conscious enterprise model. That is a real differentiator today. But differentiation based on trust and safety positioning is fragile in a world where every major lab is now racing to publish safety commitments and align with regulatory frameworks. The moat that looks deep today can fill in quickly. There is also the profit problem. Anthropic has never been profitable. Training frontier models costs hundreds of millions of dollars per run. Inference at scale is expensive. Enterprise sales cycles are long. And Amazon is, in effect, financing all of this through instruments that look like debt. If Anthropic doesn't hit those valuation milestones, Amazon doesn't convert. The debt stays debt. And if Anthropic's commercial trajectory disappoints, Amazon is sitting on a $20 billion loan to a lab that can't pay it back. The historical analogy I want to draw here is the telecom bubble of the late 1990s. Stay with me on this. In the late 90s, the dominant logic was that internet traffic was doubling every 100 days. Cisco was selling routers, WorldCom and Global Crossing were laying fiber. The assumption was that the infrastructure build-out would match the traffic growth in perpetuity. Enormous amounts of capital, structured as both equity and critically as debt, poured into companies building the backbone of the internet. The traffic growth projection turned out to be wrong by an order of magnitude. The fiber went dark. WorldCom became the largest bankruptcy in American history at that point. And here is the key parallel. The companies that had the debt exposure, not the equity, faced the hardest reckoning because they couldn't just write down a position and move on. They had actual obligations. Amazon is not WorldCom. $20 billion represents perhaps 2 to 3% of Amazon's total asset base. They can absorb a write-down in a way that smaller players could not. But the structural logic applies to the broader ecosystem. The AI infrastructure arms race is being funded by capital that expects returns on a timeline that may not align with how AI commercialization actually unfolds. What's different now compared to the telecom bubble? Two things. First, AI is genuinely transforming how work gets done. We are seeing measurable productivity gains in software development, legal research, and financial analysis that the early internet honestly couldn't claim at the same stage. Second, the players involved, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, have balance sheets that dwarf anything the telecom era produced. They can sustain losses for longer. But sustaining losses is not the same as being right. So what does all of this mean for you? The manager, the founder, the knowledge worker trying to navigate this landscape right now. Let's start with the jobs and skills picture, because that is where it gets concrete. The Amazon Anthropic deal signals that enterprise AI adoption is not a future event. It is the present. The fact that Amazon is willing to structure $20 billion of capital exposure around AWS becoming the default cloud for a frontier AI lab tells you that the enterprise market is where the real money is being placed. Not consumer. Not general public adoption. Enterprise. That means the skills that matter most right now are not prompt engineering in the way that phrase has been used loosely. What matters is the ability to operate at the intersection of AI capability and enterprise workflow. Can you take a Claude deployment or a GPT for integration and figure out where it creates real value in a specific business process? Legal review, financial modeling, customer operations, and where it creates risk. That judgment layer is where humans remain essential, and it is where compensation is heading. For managers, the signal from this deal is about vendor lock-in risk. If your organization is building core workflows on top of Anthropic's Claude through AWS infrastructure, you are making a bet that both Amazon and Anthropic remain the right partners on a 5-year horizon. Given the commoditization dynamics I described in Act 2, that is not a safe assumption. Smart teams right now are building abstraction layers, using tools like LangChain or internal API frameworks that allow them to swap out the underlying model without rebuilding the application. That is not an academic architecture concern. It is a practical hedge against a market that is moving faster than any single vendor can track. For founders, this deal should tell you something about where the enterprise AI market is consolidating. The frontier model competition is becoming a capital arms race that only a handful of players can sustain. But the application layer, the vertical software built on top of these models, remains genuinely open. The founders winning right now are not the ones trying to build another general purpose model. They are the ones who picked a specific industry, understood its workflows deeply, and built something that solves a problem the general models handle awkwardly or dangerously. Here are three concrete things worth doing this week, regardless of your role. First, if your organization uses Claude through AWS, find out exactly how that contract is structured. Not to switch today, but to understand your exposure if the Anthropic pricing model changes, which it likely will as the company searches for a path to profitability. Know your options before you need them. Second, pay attention to what Anthropic publishes in its model cards and safety documentation. Not because the safety positioning is marketing, much of it is substantive, but because the specific use cases they flag as risky or uncertain will tell you where their enterprise product is actually heading and where competitors are likely to attack. Third, if you are evaluating AI tools for your team, run a parallel evaluation between Claude and at least one open source alternative on your actual use cases, not benchmarks, your actual work. The commoditization thesis only matters to you if the open source options are good enough for your specific job. Test it. You may be surprised. Now back to the question I opened with. What does Amazon know that the rest of us don't? Here is my answer. Amazon probably doesn't know that Anthropic will reach a $900 billion valuation. No one knows that. What Amazon knows is that the enterprise AI market will be enormous. That compute infrastructure will capture a significant share of that value, and that being the default cloud provider for a credible frontier lab is worth paying a premium for, even a premium structured as debt. The convertible financing isn't a bet on Anthropic's specific success. It is a bet that whoever wins the frontier lab race will need industrial scale compute, and Amazon wants to be the only place to get it. That is a much smarter bet than it looks on the surface. It may also be a much more expensive one than anyone is currently accounting for. Amazon isn't betting on Anthropic. Amazon is betting on itself, using Anthropic as the instrument. Whether that distinction ultimately matters depends entirely on whether Claude is still relevant when the bills come due. That's Human in the Loop for today. I'm Morgan Reeves. Stay curious, stay adaptable.